We continue our learning. We are Mori Katan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we spoke about pressing the olives in a case where a person is in Avelus or a circumstance is beyond his control, the case of Ones, or Hitu Poalim, where we had workers who misled him. They were supposed to show up for work and they didn't complete the job. So here he is on Chol HaMoed, and we're afraid that if he doesn't finish the process or at least start, he's going to suffer Davar Aved. There's going to be financial loss. The oil is going to spoil. So we had a Machokis Rabbi Yehuda, who said you couldn't be towing the Korah Rishon, if you remember. He says the first beam you can put on, but not the second one. Rabbi Yossi says, no, do the entire process the normal way. Pour the olives into the press, finish the process, and seal the barrel. So here the Mishnah says, in Mishnah Beis, v'chein mishaya yeno b'so chabur. Person's wine is now in the vat. The vat is below the wine press. But ve'ero avel o'ones. Once again, he becomes an avel, or there are circumstances beyond his control. Oshetu u'palim, or he was misled by workers who he thought were going to come and do the work. And now it's chalamoi. Zolei, we're afraid that the wine is going to spoil. Zolef v'gomer v'guf kedarko divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that he's able to, as Rabbi Yossi said in the previous Mishnah, he can complete, pour the wine into the barrels, complete the whole process, seal the barrels as he normally does. And then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The order of their names are reversed. Usually Rabbi Yehuda appears before Rabbi Yossi. Here, just to connect Rabbi Yossi to the previous mission, is his main mention first, and now we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ose lo limudim bishvil shelo yachmit. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he can cover the barrels with boards so the wine doesn't become sour. He can do minimum work in order to prevent souring the case of a financial loss, but that's all he's able to do. He, as Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah with the oil, he's also strict when it comes to the wine. Now, why we need this Mishnah at all? So the Gemara discussing Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, it seems to be the same halacha. So the answer is, because there's a chiddush both in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How so? So let's say we only had the machlokes in the case of oil. You would think, that case where there is a considerable loss, we assume that it comes to the oil, there's more of financial loss, it's more of a davar of it. So we would say, that's where Rabbi Yossi allows you to complete the whole process because there's going to be a serious davar of it, a considerable loss that's going to be suffered. So if we let them, if we let the olive spoil, we don't finish the process. But maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to wine. That's why I need to tell you that Rabbi Yossi agrees he can finish the process even when it comes to wine. And the other way, so I need to tell you the reverse. I need, if I only had the case of wine, I would think, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that I could only do minimum amount of work because there's the potential loss is not so small. It's not so severe. On the case of oil, maybe he would agree because it's more of a davar avid. He would agree with Rabbi Yossi. That's why I need Rabbi Yehuda to argue in the case of oil and say no. Even the case of oil, we have to be strict. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Machnis Adam Perosav Mnei Aganovim. Person's afraid that Ganovim are come. People come to steal his crops, so he can bring them in from the orchard, from the garden, even though that involves tercho, we try to avoid tercho on Chol HaMoed. Nonetheless, that's considered a davar ha'aved, the fact that it may be lost. We spoke about fixing the key, fixing the bolt of the door, so fixing the lock. So that's also the same idea in this Mishnah. Now, the halacha is that to do work to prevent a potential financial loss is allowed only if it is something that probably is going to happen. There's a good chance it's going to happen. Something that's a little slight possibility, that's something that we would try to avoid. Now, bringing the fruit also should be done, but sinner, the Gemara says, on Yud Beis Amid Beis, should be inconspicuous. Don't do it befaresh in a public kind of way, because people aren't going to look and not know. They'll think that work is allowed on Chol HaMoed, not realizing that this is a specific case of Davar HaAvid. There is some discussion about what's the story if, let's say, you have a financial loss that may come from, look at the difference between Ganavim, our case, and the case of, let's say, where it's going to this previous Mishnah, where the fruit or the oil, the wine is going to become a spoil. So the Ramban has an interesting, quoting the Ramban, has an interesting distinction between them. He thinks that if the potential loss is coming from some type of external factor, this fear the fruit is going to be stolen. That's when you need to do this betzina. You have to be discreet about it. But let's say we spoke about the previous mishnayos, we didn't speak about doing the work betzina. Why not? Because there it's inherently going to be a problem. It's going to spoil the food itself, the crops themselves, the oil itself is going to spoil. That does not have to be done betzina. And others, the Ramah LaHalacha is strict and says, no, if I can do any of these activities, betzina, in private, discreetly, I should. Of course, if it's not possible, then it's allowed, even b'farhesia. Then the Mishnah says, v'shole pishtano min ha-mishra b'shvil shalo tovat. Person is able to remove the flax from the mishra where it's soaking. Flax, we know, we dry it, we comb it, and turn it into, and make linen, turn it into fibers, but before that, it has to be soaked. So I'm allowed to take it out. If we keep it in there too long, it's going to get ruined. It begins to decay. So therefore, if this happens on Chol HaMoed, we realize it's going to stay in there too long, it's going to be ruined, a person can take it out. But you cannot postpone that to Chol HaMoed, thinking, oh, I know I'm going to have more time on Chol HaMoed, so I'm not going to do this Erev Yontif, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed. Then it's going to be forbidden because you purposely pushed it off to them. Not only that, you're not allowed to put the flax in the water, knowing that I won't be able to remove it before the Yontif, and I'm going to have to wait till the Chol HaMoed. That's not allowed. But if you'll tell me there's no time before Chol HaMoed, that's when we would allow you to do so. That's not mechavein melachto b'moed. The Chulon, and the Mishnah concludes, in all the cases where we allow you to do work to avoid a davar ha'aved, im kivnu melachton b'moed yovedu. So this is a general rule. Anytime you mechavein melachto b'moed, even though it's a davar ha'aved, if you could have done it before, and you planned it for Chol HaMoed specifically, then Yovedu, they are lost. Now, what Yovedu means, that's a debate. Some of Farshim say it means that we're talking about the person who owns these items, person who owns the property. So the fact that he intentionally left the work for Chol HaMoed, so you know what we tell him? Yovedu, meaning this is a davar aved, but the potential financial loss. Guess what? You're going to have to suffer that loss. That's exactly what it means. If you're mechavin melach tov hamoed, yovedu, you'll have to suffer whatever loss is involved. And others say yovedu is like a command. It's an instruction, and it means. And I read from the Bar Tanura. Based in ma'abdin oso mamon va'osin oso hefker. Based in literally destroys, makes it lost, and makes it hefker. If you violate b'mechavin melach tov hamoed, you pushed it off to Chol HaMoed, and you do this to malacha, you did that work on Chol HaMoed, so the halacha is yovedu, it will be forfeited by the owners. And that Beis Din makes that happen. And there's another last opinion that takes it a step further and says that they can put a ban on these items, that not only is the owner going to lose it, but Yovedu, they will be lost to everyone.